I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Research is underway to explore ways to use stem cells to replace damaged tissues and organs. To talk about this research is Dr. Stephen Duncan. He's a professor and chair in the Department of Regenerative Medicine and Cell Biology at MUSC. Dr. Duncan, can you tell us what's going on currently as far as research with taking a person's cells and then making stem cells?
Yeah, it's a particularly exciting area. It's actually now feasible to use genetic engineering processes to take any cell type that makes up an individual that you have access to and turn it into a stem cell. Normally, if we wanted to generate stem cells from an individual, we'd either take a urine sample or a blood draw, collect cells, expand the cells up in the laboratory, and then perform this process to turn them into the person's stem cells.
And what is so important as far as possible medical advances now that you have a tailor-made stem cell from an individual?
There's a couple of different things that are important. First of all, that stem cell, because it's the equivalent of an embryonic stem cell, has the capacity to make any cell type that makes up an individual. And that's important because, let's say you damage your liver and you need to replace these damaged cells, if we take a skin punch biopsy or a blood draw and generate your stem cells, then we basically have an indefatigable source of cells that can be turned into liver cells that can potentially be used to replace the damaged tissue. And arguably, the same could be done for other parts of your body. So you would basically have a toolkit of spare parts so that when part of your tissues run out or become dysfunctional, we would then be able to go back and remake them from the stem cells.
And right now, this is just in the research phase?
So it's actually advanced a bit beyond that. There are clinical trials going on using stem cells to treat a couple of diseases. The furthest along is the treatment of macular degeneration, which causes blindness in particularly the elderly.
And where might all of this stem cell research be headed in the future, and what's the timeline like?
Well, certainly the timeline for the use of stem cells that are already in clinical trials, we would think we would start to see products coming out in the next 5 years, perhaps, assuming the trials end up being successful. Many of the newer things that are currently in the research phase will take longer. There is a lot of effort into trying to use stem cells to produce cells that can be used to treat spinal cord injuries, for example. There has been a lot of really promising work that's shown that people can make cells that allow at least animal species to recover from a spinal cord injury. And so there's a tremendous amount of effort in that arena, and we could hopefully see something coming in the next 10 to 15 years. But a lot of the common diseases that don't have cures, stem cell therapies are being developed, and hopefully within the next 10 to 20 years, we'll start to see some of these products actually being used.
Now, does this type of research offer any promise as far as organ transplantation for the future?
Yes, I think in the future it does. It's still early days, but for example, at MUSC, we have a bioengineering group that is trying to actually build organs and tissues within the laboratory, starting with stem cells. So we would take, again, a skin punch biopsy or a blood draw, make the stem cells and build the person's organs using their cells. And because they're genetically identical, means they wouldn't be rejected by the person's immune system.
Dr. Duncan, thanks so much for this information about stem cell research.
Pleasure to be here.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.